This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Serena Gruya is with the second annual Design Marathon, which is this week, is that right?
The applications are due at the end of the week.
Good deal. Okay, So we want to find out all the information about this big, new, wonderful thing here in Charlottesville, and one of the things that makes this the best place to live in America. But before we do that, give us Serena Gruya 101. Where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Pittsburgh, and my husband and I moved to Charlottesville from New York about 5 years ago. My husband, Dan, is an architect, and I'm a graphic designer. And 2 years ago, we partnered with Zack Snyder, a local general contractor, to form Alloy Workshop, which is a company that provides graphic design, construction, and architecture services. And just in our day-to-day, we work a lot with nonprofits and do a lot of work, sometimes pro bono, sometimes for a free ticket to an event. And we knew that there are a lot of other designers in town that also are like-minded and community-minded. So it was our idea to come up with an event that these like-minded designers could come together and work with each other for the benefit of 10 nonprofits in the community.
So tell us how it works.
Well, on
October, a design marathon.
The design marathon.
Sounds like somebody's going to lose some sleep.
Well, I actually first had the idea because I was thinking back in my high school days. I went to a private high school, and we decided 1 year to have a dance marathon. And so it was an 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., in the high school gym dance. And
gosh, order the pizza now.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a super fun event, and it was all the money we raised went to one charity. So my initial idea was to do it that way, to have a design marathon that went from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., but a lot of people said that probably wouldn't work in the professional community. So
not unless the pizza was really good.
Yeah, totally. So we decided to do it during the day, during the workday, so that all of the designers who are involved, their firms who are paying them to be at this nonprofit event, are also considered sponsors. And our natural partner for this event was the Charlottesville Community Design Center. They have a great space,
of course,
and
yeah.
They're part of their mission is to not provide but facilitate the good design to the community. So there are equals in this endeavor.
Good deal. We're talking with Serena Gruya of the second annual Design Marathon. She's the creative director for Alloy. And what's the website for Alloy?
It's www.alloyworkshop.com.
Alloy Workshop. And so all day long, people are going to be doing what exactly?
Yeah, so just based on last year's event, we had 5 graphic design projects and 5 architecture landscape projects. And before the actual day, we have team meetings. So the graphic design team for, say, the Special Olympics of Virginia, they got together ahead of time. They said they knew what the scope of the project was, and they met with the client to say, what, you know, we need a logo, we need some initial collateral. And the day of, everyone comes together, they have coffee and kind of set their goals for the day. They go to the table, the drawing board, they start designing, they're sketching. Sometimes they're using the computer. The client comes back for lunch. They have an initial review, get some feedback. The client goes away. They have the second portion of the design process where they're refining and putting new ideas into place. And then at the end, they come back to the client and they hand off the project or discuss next steps. They're being fed throughout the day, and there's coffee. And at the end, we have a big presentation where all the teams get to discuss the project and their process. So
these design professionals are working all day in this marathon design event for free for these local nonprofits.
Yes.
And who are the local nonprofits?
Well, we haven't chosen them yet for this year. The applications for nonprofits and designers are due this Friday. So
get them in now.
There's not a lot of time, but it would be great for anyone who's interested to get an application in.
Any nonprofit can enter this as a potential to potentially benefit from a whole free day of design services.
Exactly. And design services in the nonprofit world, that's usually the last thing people can afford because they're busy serving their communities. So
sure, yeah.
And it's usually, from a graphic design and marketing standpoint, it's the way to sell a mission or a message to bring in more money. So it's very important, but it's usually the last thing you can get a grant for.
Yeah.
But this design work, it's something tangible because, you know, if we design a brochure for you, then you have something, you have some a piece to sell, so you can fundraise around that, which is you're in a better position than just starting with nothing.
This is very cool. So yeah. How many nonprofits will be chosen to benefit from the design marathon?
Well, depending on how many we get in. Last year we took 10. We had 56 applications, which also demonstrates the need for this kind of work in this area.
Well, it's because it's so expensive.
It is very expensive.
It really is. I mean, you want to go to somebody to design a new brochure or mm-hmm. something like that, or a logo and things like this. It's really pricey.
Yeah, it's very important. And there are a lot of options online to get some template for $50 from some designer you're never going to meet. But I think it's very important to work one-on-one, and that's part of our process. Is we get applications in from designers, and we handpick the designers to showcase this professional level that we have here in Charlottesville. And it's really a great time for the community to come in and see what professional designers do, because that day, October 2nd, is a first Friday. And so the CCDC is going to be open all day. It's essentially a first Friday event. People can come in and watch us work.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, so on that first Fridays, you can go to the Charlottesville Design Center and watch the big design marathon mm-hmm. taking place.
Exactly.
Watch these tired people yeah. working all day long and
fully caffeinated. And then throughout the month of October, we're going to have brown bag lunches where each team can go fuller into a discussion about what their project was. So the nonprofit could bring their board or funders to learn more about the project and see how they can actually make it work.
Sounds like something you'd see Serena on the Home and Garden television network, you know, like one of those reality shows.
Yeah.
It's very cool. So tell us now how a local nonprofit can get their name in the hat as a potential recipient of all this free design work.
Sure. The easiest way to do it would be to go to our website. It's designmarathon.wordpress.com. And there you can read about all of last year's projects and what's been happening this year. You can download the application. There are also applications available at the Charlottesville Community Design Center. And they are on the downtown mall right above Bashir's in the parking garage. So where the old visitor center used to be, that's their new space.
And where the armory used to be.
Exactly.
A long time ago. Serena Gruya is with the Alloy Workshop, online at alloyworkshop.com. And she is representing the second annual Design Marathon, which is designmarathon.wordpress.com.
That's right.
There you go. Spread the word to the local nonprofits. You can benefit from a whole free day of design work from some of the local professionals here in our community, and then take it a step further. This is really cool. Very neat. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
The second annual Design Marathon. Learn more online at designmarathon.wordpress.com. A break for local news and weather. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.